T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A Pirate for Life, Steve Blass, joins us. Your pirate broadcaster on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. One of the staples of the great organization.
It means he holds it together. It
means he's still here with us, and we always appreciate the time with you, Steve. I got to admit, though, on that day game Wednesday in St. Louis, when I saw the lineup, I'm like, who?
Yeah.
Who? Who?
Well, it's yeah. It's that time of year. You know, they say the toughest time to evaluate a team is March with spring training and September with call-ups and a different-looking lineup. So on we go, people trying to find out what they have, what they don't have, players getting a chance to be in major league games for the first time in many situations. So it's a great time if you're in a pennant race or postseason contention. It's a tough time if you're not. You're trying to get it done. And, you know, John mentioned a word called pride, and I went through some seasons with ball clubs that weren't playing well. And you really work hard to keep track of the fact that you have a responsibility to yourself and your organization and your city to play this thing out, even if you're not going to play in October. And that's a big deal. Pride, loyalty, those are kind of connected words. And it's important. It really is important if you care enough. It really is.
You know, tonight's game, they're playing in Milwaukee. And you could argue the Pirates are one game under 500. It'd be nice to finish the season at least 500 or above. But this game really counts for Milwaukee. They're only a game and a half behind Chicago right now. And so to say the game means nothing is absolutely not true. And the Pirates can play spoiler.
Yeah, that's always part of this conversation this time of year, because you're in contention and you're playing against a team in contention. Are you going to put out your best, or are you going to try to audition people? And it's a thin line. You want to be representative. You want to not just cave in and play eight guys that you just called up. You can't do that, because that's not fair to the contending teams. Say if you're a team watching Milwaukee, are they going to get an easy pass because the Pirates are going to play some, you know, less than their regular guys that they're playing all year? So it's a thin line, and managers, trust me, managers are aware of that in all situations. So you're still trying to win a ball game, but you're trying to learn things. So on it goes, and you can argue both sides of that conversation.
Well, there was a year when nobody played in October.
Yes, there was. 1994, I still am so embarrassed for Major League Baseball. They had they had shut down the season, I think, a month ago, and then they decided, I think, on this date to, in addition to all that, not play a World Series. Still remember that and feel funny. And, you know, part of that whole story is that the Montreal Expos had the best record in the National League before they shut it down. So they really got hit hard. But not to play a World Series, not to put something together to represent our game is still embarrassing to me. Almost as embarrassing as in 1971, we all got excited about the first night game in World Series history played here in Pittsburgh. Everybody got excited, but I looked back on that and said, you know, part of our youth was playing was going home from school, running home, watch or listen to the last three innings of a World Series, played
right
in the daytime. That was part of our autumn. That was how we grew up. Still goes back to the beginning, first night World Series game. And I don't like the feel of it. I know it's television now. Money dictates the game. But I still feel embarrassed about that.
Well, guess what? KDK was the first to air the night game in baseball history.
Yeah. I guess there's mile markers along the road. But anyway, currently you still play. We want to still find out what we have in Chris Archer. He's pitching tonight. He's going to start the game. You hope that I don't know if Corey Dickerson's going to be in the lineup, but he's having a struggling second half of the year. It happened to him last year. He lit it up in the early part of the year. So maybe in a couple weeks, just have him have some kind of finish that he can feel good going through the off season, because he is good. He is a good player. He plays the game the right way. And I would like to see Corey Dickerson in a Pirate uniform for a long time.
Well, we'll look at what these Bucks have as we close out the 2018 season. A Pirate for Life, Steve Blass, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Steve, have a great weekend.
All right, look forward to it, guys. Thanks for the visit.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.